Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name. Your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Rebecca LoCicero, and she'll be joining us in just a minute. But first, we have a couple of quick updates. On May 11th, we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And for more information, you can email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com, and CAMLAC is spelled K-A-M-L-A-K. Next up, on June 20th, we are doing our Summer Solstice Raffle, and you can enter to win as many as 5 mediumship readings. The participating mediums this year are all Forever Family Credit certified, and they're Lee Ashley, Maurice Israel, our guest Rebecca LoCicero, Eliza Ray, and Kathy Nadal. And then on October 18th to October 20th, we have our Fall Grief Transformation Retreat, Love Knows No Death is the title. This event will take place in the San Jose area of California. It was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, and this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat features an all-star cast of extraordinary mediums and will feature a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 54 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And I will actually be doing that retreat as well. So if you wanted to hang out with me for a weekend, I will be there. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. Let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Rebecca Ann LoCicero, and she is not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she is also a published author of 2 books. She is the author of Living with Messages from Heaven and also Adventures in Manifesting. Rebecca is an energetic healer. She's certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities. She is also a pastoral counselor, and I'm always so happy to have her on the show, my dear friend Rebecca LoCicero. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, and happy belated birthday to you.
Thank
you. I mean,
you.
Come on. I love it.
Thank you. Yes, my birthday was on Tuesday, for those of you who don't know. 35.
Yeah, I know, but
well,
that's great.
Rebecca,
see, I'm a celebrator of that stuff, so, you know, so
I know.
Spirit, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, you're a celebrator in general. You are a celebratory person, I will say. Very fun for those of you who have not had the privilege of meeting Rebecca. She's a very fun person.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So now that we finally are here together without any more technical difficulties, I'm sure you all realize we started a few minutes late. So Rebecca, just real quick then, before we get to the phone line, since we started a little late, I've done a bunch of grief retreats with you. We've worked together so many times.
Yeah.
And I've seen, I don't know if you could do this without the visual, but I've seen you talk about grief and do kind of like a whole lesson about it for people who are grieving, especially in early grief. And I think it has something to do with the piano, correct?
Yes, I do.
Could you explain that a little bit briefly for everyone listening?
Because yeah, I've
heard people say it's super helpful.
Oh, that's really great. You know, I actually, it was a class that I had put together for the Forever Family Foundation that kind of came out of the fact that a lot of people look at grief as in the old-fashioned way that there's seven steps that you kind of have to go through, and that each step is part of the process before you get to that acceptance stage. And as far as I'm concerned, when you go through, you know, sadness, depression, denial, anger, and you try to process that and get through that, that's a myth. Nobody gets through that. So I always envisioned it as playing a piano, like take that list, take that ladder, turn it sideways, make it a keyboard, and at any point in time, you can have acceptance and be angry at the same time. You want to deny what's going on and be depressed, go for it, but don't just play one note at a time. You know, sometimes music can be beautiful and grief can be awesome, and feel free to go through all of those stages and add more stages on. There's reconstruction, rebuilding, there's repeat. There's just so many different ways. So yeah, I try to say, you know, take that concept of it being a ladder away and bring in the concept of it being a scale of notes. And you're allowed to have those emotions and play that music in any way you want. That was one of my favorite classes to teach.
Yeah, I really like
it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a nice way of thinking about it. But also, you know, I resonated with it so much because it's kind of, I mean, my guides didn't give me like a cool sort of analogy to give people. But the way you talked about it is really how spirit kind of taught me about grief, is that, you know, they always showed me kind of the first, you know, the first year you have all your firsts, right? The first holidays, the first birthdays, the first, you know, everything, the first vacation, whatever it is. Kind of like those, you could call them like initial stages. You get through the first year, okay, now you know you could do it kind of thing. But they still showed me that for some people after that year, it still feels like it's still a first. Some people always feel like that. Some people feel like that sometimes, and sometimes they don't. Or, you know, and some people will, they get through the first year and then they're like, all right, I can do this. And then they kind of, it gets, I don't want to say easier for them, but they just sort of learn how to deal with it. So it's very, like music. It's very different. Each person's taste and what they want to sing along to.
And one day you're playing one day you're playing a sad song. The next day you're playing a happy song. And in all ways, it can still connect to your loved one. There's no reason you can't sing and dance with your loved one. So
right. And I think too, like those stages of grief aren't wrong or they're not bad. But I think it sort of, people have the misconception that once you pass one stage, you never go back to it. And that's not always the case.
Correct. You know, one of the reasons why I was so fascinated with this job before I really stepped into it to be a job, I was in college and I was taking a death and dying course because at the time I was going to work in like a geriatric ward. I just kind of wanted to be around dying people. Don't ask. Not to laugh at myself, but I mean, my 18-year-old self was taking these classes and I was angry then at the way that they were teaching that. And not to date myself, but I would say that was probably 1992 when I was in these classes. Mm-hmm. And it really was that they expected you to ... get over it. And those are like, that is just not, that's just not reality. That's not reality.
It's not. And it's not what spirit says. Spirit wants you to get to the point where you can live your life and still have joy and have new experiences. But I've never had anyone come through and say, you know, my daughter really needs to get over it. They never really say
never.
That.
Never. They're always kind and humble.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, every now and again, they'll give you a little push and they'll say, listen, I see that you're stopping, you know, you don't want to live because I'm not physically there and you're stopping yourself from doing things. And they'll kind of absolve you of any guilt you have, right? Or like, you know, feeling bad. But they'll never, ever tell you like, well, you shouldn't be sad about it anymore because, you know, I'm, of course you're sad. Even though you know they're there, you still can't. It's like, you know, telling someone who let's just say, you know, you have someone who goes to jail for life in another country, like, you know, they're alive and they're still there, but you're still going to be sad. You can't see them. You know what I mean? An extreme example there, but you know what I'm saying.
That's kind of an extreme example.
It still sucks. Like, it happens. You know, we still miss the person and you're allowed. There's nothing wrong with it. The only time spirit ever pushes you, like I said, is if you're stopping yourself in some way from living your life or your soul's purpose, then they'll kind of get on your case.
Joe, hand to God, I said those words last night. Somebody said to me, why would one loved one come through? I was in a gallery, and you know how it is when you're in a gallery. People show up, right. And, you know, they expect to be read, and you cannot read everybody in the room.
Right.
And somebody asked me that, you know, why can't, and those are the words, why didn't they get read? And those were the words that came out of my mouth. It was like, you know, I really think that tonight spirit was coming through to reach those who weren't living their lives to the fullest. It was right. like a thing that just kind of rolled out of my mouth. And I'm not saying right. that's the end all and be all, but you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, that's, I mean, isn't that usually the core of their messages? I'm okay, I love you, and I want you to live. Like, that's what they always want. I mean, I
yes,
you know, the specific way in that will, you know, that gets expressed can be different from person to person, but they, you know, they want us. That's why I think a lot of mediums who do this for a long time end up kind of bordering on like motivational speakers and stuff, because it's drummed into our heads reading after reading that we're meant to do what our soul came here to do, and that's what spirit pushes us to do. Whether the person who passed was spiritual or not, or believed that in life, it's kind of revealed after the fact when we're on the other side. So, you know, that's the best way we can honor them. And you know, grief doesn't have to, you can still grieve and accomplish things, even if you know, might not feel like it at the moment. You can hold both things, you know?
Yes, you can. And that was pretty motivational, you know. That's why we have you as our amazing host.
Yeah, we're trying to be motivational tonight. And actually, correct me if I'm wrong, before we move on to the phone lines, my friend, didn't you do the that class? Didn't they film that for the Surviving Death segment, the Forever Family segment?
They did film the class where I was teaching how you can see like a medium and learning how to kind of pick that up. That's what I was doing.
Oh, I thought for some reason I thought that was in there, the whole piano music thing. I don't know, I watched it a long time ago. Well, for those listening, check it out. Episode 4, Forever Family's featured very heavily. I believe it's episode 4. I know it's the episode after the medium episodes. Anyway, Surviving Death on Netflix, check it out. It's been out for a while, but if you haven't watched it, watch it. Okay, so let us get to our phone lines. Again, our guest tonight is Rebecca Cicero, and you can check out her website at www.rebeccaannwithane.org, right, .org?
Actually, it's rebeccaannlucicero.com.
Oh, I don't know why I have Rebecca.
So it's my
Ann,
whole
maybe.
Full name. Yeah, that's just old news. You know, you got to update.
Oh, got it. Old news.
I got to update stuff as we go, too, so it's all good.
I'll change it in my...
I send people to my Facebook because I'm like Facebook old these days.
Oh, so, and your Facebook is your full name, right? Rebecca Ann Cicero?
You got it.
All right, so follow Rebecca on there. She's always up to something. A group, a class.
Yep, I'm going to be at a comedy club on Mother's Day.
I was going to say she does comedy too. All of it. Yeah. We do it all here.
We do. I love it.
Well,
it's fun.
Yeah, we love it. We love to have fun. Okay, so before we take our first caller, as always, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection with spirit, and Rebecca will do a mini reading, or if you have a question for us instead, we're always happy to take your questions. Okay, so first up, we have Stephanie from Florida. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Okay, so Stephanie, you want a connection with spirit, right?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. I'll turn you over to Rebecca.
Well,
okay,
you know,
thank you.
Stephanie, if you have a question, that's fine, too. I can answer questions, or I can see who's going to connect with you through spirit. You're my first call tonight, so that's really up to you. If you have a question, you can ask me, too, okay?
Just intuitively, whatever feels right for you to give to me.
Thank you. I love that. You know, one of the first things that I felt when he said it was Stephanie from Florida was a friend that was trying to come through. For me, I also feel like there was a male figure that was coming through that could be Dad. So what I want to tell you is I feel like I have two energies. But the first one that I felt like coming through was a male friend. And I don't feel like this was anything closer than just a friend. And they show me D, like as if I was going to say Dave, Dale, Dan. Do you understand this?
My ex-husband passed, and his name was David.
Okay, thank you. It's funny for me then, because when he says I'm coming through platonic and I'm just being a friend, he's really pointing out the fact that he is an ex.
Okay.
Is this okay if he comes through? And I say this only because, I mean, I don't really have a choice. Spirit has control. And in all ways, please know that from Spirit, he is being as loving as possible. Are there kids? Are there two kids?
Yes.
Okay. I think that the reason why David is coming through and he's making himself present is, and coming through as a friend to try to be kind in a sense, is because he's also watching over the kids. He wants to let you know that there's peace in his heart looking over them. He also shows me very quickly something about a blue light. I'm not sure if you understand that just by me bringing it up.
Yeah, no, I do not.
Okay. Sometimes spirit will appear to me in a flash or a color. And what they did, what he did was he showed me a blue light. So I'm just, did he have a connection or is there somebody who had a connection to the police officers?
I don't know because we had been divorced for 44 years.
Oh, for the love of.
Yeah. Long time.
I'm going to just say this. There was something that he showed me about a blue light that doesn't have to mean anything other than for me, he was representing himself as just this flash to let me know that he was coming in friendly. Do you also have a dad crossed, Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay. In some very kind way, I do believe that your dad might have brought in this ex just because of the kids or just to say hi. And your dad has this huge smile on his face. So I really think he's using me to try to bring a smile to your face. He has joy. So your dad, to me, did he get sick and cross?
Yes.
Okay, so he had an illness. Okay, and can you tell me if this illness seems quicker than the norm? Like, for me, cancer keeps getting shorter and shorter. Was this a cancer connection?
It could be. I hadn't had a relationship with him for the last 10 years of his life before he died.
Okay. I'm just going to say that I do feel like, had you had an opportunity to meet with him before he died? Because he feels calm. or did we at least?
I knew he was dying, and so my intuition said I had to call and forgive him for all
Thank
the stuff
you.
He had
said,
put me.
And that's what he said. He said we spoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I spoke. He listened because he was on oxygen and couldn't speak.
I understand. I totally understand. But you can validate his statement when he says that we mended before I died?
About a minute left.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's important because there's a lot of, how can I put it? There's a lot of peace that you gave yourself by doing that. So please know that, like, you know, grace rained down on you, and your dad is just saying thank you for that today.
Okay.
Now, the last thing, and I was told that I have to kind of hurry. Do you understand the word bell? Are bells a sign or Bella in some way?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to end it on that. I don't mind if it's wrong. It might be something about someone giving you a sign, Stephanie, but I'm very happy that I was able to bring through these two men. and just let you know that they're watching over you in a really peaceful way. It's kind of like a thank you from both of them for you. And you have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You too.
Thanks, okay. Stephanie. Take care. Okay. Well, Rebecca, you're on a roll as per usual. Thank you.
But you know what was cool about that?
Wow.
It's kind of like I can honor for Stephanie, the intuitive part of me says that not who I expected. You ever do those readings and you're like, yeah, that's not who they expected.
But oh, it happens all the time.
Honor it and trust it, but you know, I don't know.
I mean, listen, I will say, as much as some people come into readings because they're really hoping to hear from one person that they're missing, sometimes it's not what you want is not always what you need. And sometimes it's more about healing a wound that you didn't know you had, or maybe it's for, sometimes even I think people in spirit need to get things off their chest. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, good lesson for everyone. When you go into a reading, chances are you're going to get who you're hoping for. You know, when you go into a private reading, something quick on the radio like this, you never know. You know what I mean? It's not a comprehensive reading. But if you get one, usually who you want to hear from is who comes through. But if it's not, it doesn't mean that that person isn't there or that they don't want to talk to you or that they're in a bad place.
No. It's just what the medium hears the quickest.
Right. And it's whoever's the loudest. It's maybe you weren't ready to hear what the person wanted to say. So grandma had something to talk about. Instead.
I think her dad didn't have the opportunity to speak back, like she said, being on oxygen. And I think he just wanted to validate that she did something really good for him.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to know that the message
and
landed
she
home.
Listened,
and
she listened to her intuition and called. That's huge. That's a message for everybody listening. Us too.
That is a big one, right? Your soul always knows. That's for sure.
Yep. I love me some Stephanie.
Awesome. Okay, so next up, we have Eileen from New York. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Were you looking to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I was hoping to make a connection with spirit.
Okay, you got it.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hi, Rebecca. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Your name, Eileen?
It is, yes.
Okay. That is the one of the names that always, when Spirit gives me a name, Eileen, I always go I, and I never have an I name. It's never Irene or anything like that. It's always Eileen, and I always remember that's an E, and I debate with Spirit. So I giggle about that because it's one of my favorite names. I have a very huge connection to water. So as I'm talking to you, I don't think it has to do with, you had said New York, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure it has to do with New York, like Long Island or the ocean like that, but I think somebody else is coming through and talking about how the water is important to them. I almost feel like I want to talk about an island, but I'm not sure. Now, Eileen, do you have a dad crossed?
No, I don't.
Okay. He's living?
My father is, yes.
Okay. Don't worry. We don't kill people around here. That's not my job. We're good. We're not making any predictions or anything like that. This is going to sound a little odd. Is there somebody connected to Hawaii in some way?
No, not Hawaii that I know of. I do live on Long Island, so we live, you know, right on the water. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give it and just say, yes, Long Island. It's almost like I want to debate that a little bit because I feel like I want to travel more than that. I feel like I want to go further than that. Is there another island connection in your family? Okay.
My sister lives on the island as well.
She lives there
but
as well?
She is here. She lives on another island. She's on an island in Alaska.
Okay. You know what? That I'm going to take. Only because Hawaii, Alaska, I'm not saying that it's the same by any means. I'm just saying I'm in Connecticut on the East Coast. That's going to be my West Coast. Okay, so somebody is coming through. They're mentioning your dad. I feel like now, because there's some validation trying to come through to mention your sister. She's on another island. Okay, where would there be a connection to someone with the letter R as a name? Maybe like a Robert or a Ronald?
That's my uncle, and he often comes through as my father.
Okay, thank you so much. Could you please validate for me, is it Ronald or Robert?
Robert.
Robert, thank you. Okay. All right, I got to tell you, deep breath with him. Is there something about him also wanting to mention water? So water seems to be an important connection also.
When he passed, he was on his boat and he had a heart attack.
On the water?
On the water.
Okay. Wow. So this is what I'm going to ask you. If he is the one who often comes through and we get limited time on the phone, and I can understand this because I have somebody who I call the door opener. It's very possible that this uncle who comes through, who feels like a father, who had a soul family connection with you, also wants to be that person who's like a door opener for you. With me in particular, if you ever cross my path and I read you again and it's him again, you can tell me, Rebecca, you already called him the door opener.
Yeah, he always comes through first.
And then he'll bring somebody else through, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, with this connection, is there also a grandmother crossed that you would like to hear from?
I do have a grandmother, yes.
Okay. And is it mom's mom?
It's my mother's mom, yes.
Okay. And who is the other female who crossed that seems to have a cancer connection? Is that your mom?
That is actually my uncle's mother. So that's also my grandmother that crossed. So that's my father's mother.
Two grandmothers. Mom is living?
About a minute left.
My mother's living, yes.
Okay, good. Again, all good. Okay, so I must be picking up both grandmothers then. Please know that there's a really huge hello. One of the things that I left off of when I was reading Stephanie was Bells or Bella. Do you connect with that in some way?
So I do, yes, and I thought of that when you said it.
Very good.
So my daughter passed, and that is her girlfriend's name, Bella.
Okay. So I'm going to say you fed the medium telling me your daughter passed, which is okay.
Sorry.
But I'm going, no, don't, it's okay. I didn't know that part, but if you had said, yes, I understand Bella, it might have given me, or any medium, you didn't do anything wrong. I just want to make sure you know that that's how I heard it. So if I'm going to get her bringing up Bella and saying hello, do we still talk to Bella?
We do, yes.
Did your daughter get sick?
My daughter died very unexpectedly. So
yes.
It's not from us.
Can I tell you that I see accidental, but I don't see the word accident?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. She says, I love you. She says, I love you. She says, I was already here when Becca, meaning me, Rebecca, said Belle. She said she was really happy that this Uncle Robert could bring her through. And she also said that this was a hello to, is it Gigi or Nanny or Mimi? Your mom to her is a different name.
Dee Dee, yeah.
Okay, that's definitely a different name. Please tell your mom that your daughter was saying hello by saying BB. And I know that I'm out of time. And Eileen, I love your name. And I know these grandmothers are fluttering around like butterflies. And I know that your daughter is constantly with you. She makes me feel like everything was accidental, but she's feeling wonderful and sunny and bright. And she says hi to BB.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a good night.
Oh, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Great. So,
I could
Rebecca,
have talked to Bella for hours. If I had Bella on the phone, Bella and I would have never gotten off the phone.
You know what? I love that you said, because I also always tell people not to feed the medium. I know it's so tempting. But it's very important not to tell us too much.
Right. Yeah, telling me that somebody that you want to talk to is crossed doesn't help me bring them through.
Right. I mean, I will not lie to you sometimes. And this will happen even like if I'm just minding my business at dinner and someone brings up someone. If someone starts talking about someone who's crossed, every now and again, it will like kind of open the door for me. And I'm like, oh, crap, now, you know, like if I'm
with
friends, you know, and they're bringing up like their uncle who just passed away. And then I'm like, oh, no, I just switched to media mode and I didn't mean to. And then, you know, you ruin dinner and everyone's crying. You know, we don't, it's not the purpose.
Oh, yeah, and that's why we don't have friends.
Right, but during a reading, you really shouldn't be, I mean, if it comes out and it slips, that's fine.
Right. No, she didn't do anything wrong.
No. And you know what? Sometimes in these short readings, I'll let it slide a little bit because we really have limited time. And honestly, you brought forward such good validation from her daughter, even after you knew anyway, that you got the nickname she calls her grandmother. That's not common. You know what I mean?
I love my work. I really do. I love my work. I do. You know, it's, I did a show recently with Bob. You can actually, it's Messages from Heaven on YouTube. If you Google it, Bob Ginsburg, our Forever Family Foundation founder, he was on my, I do like a public access TV show. It's kind of like Wayne's World. It's kind of weird. But I interviewed him and we were talking about all of this kind of stuff. We were talking about, you know, feeding the medium and don't feed the medium, because he wrote The Medium Explosion. So I was kind of interviewing him on the book. And I have a really bad habit, or a good habit, maybe. I kind of made a deal with spirit where if people call something out, I will point out what they did. Spirit will go above and beyond and help me, but it also teaches people as sitters not to feed mediums. I think that's, like, they don't even realize they've done it sometimes.
Well, you know what? I always tell people, too, and then we'll get to another call. I do offer people the opportunity to ask questions in private readings, but only after, like, let's just say the first, you know, 25 minutes or 30 minutes. Because most times the way people will phrase a question usually will kind of hint at what the answer is anyway. And then I'm like, all right, so they asked, is my dad's business going to be okay? So now I know that your dad's business isn't doing well, and I know your father owns a business. You know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of phrasing like, how's my dad going to be financially going forward? Does my grandfather see anything? That's a little bit better than, you know, because then I could say, okay, well, maybe they're worried about something, or something could be happening, or maybe they're just concerned in general. It leaves it a little more open. But when the question's a little too specific, you know, then it kind of like, and it makes our job harder too, because then we know something and then we have to like try to get it out of the way, like get out of our own way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. And
yeah,
you know,
it makes it easier for all parties.
When you care about somebody.
Oh, well, we can't read anyone we care about. I know that sounds mean to everyone listening, but the more objective and distance we have from you, the better the reading is. I'm just saying, nothing personal. You want to go to a medium who you have no connection with. It's the best. Okay, very good. Okay, so next up on the phone, we have Tamara from Alabama. Hi, Tamara.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, so Tamara, did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I'd like to make a connection with spirit, and if we have time, just a quick question at the end.
All right, cool. All right, I'll turn you over to Rebecca.
Hi, Tamara. How are you?
I'm good.
Tamara, I feel like I'm bringing through somebody very close, like a love.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Like a love?
like a, was there a boyfriend or a husband? I'm close.
No, it is someone very close that I was wanting to speak with.
Can
or
you
hear
tell me
from?
That's okay. I feel like I'm bringing through somebody younger who's an immediate family, who's crossed under 30.
Yes, that would be my son.
Thank you. Forgive me for feeling like he was a husband. He's just that close.
Yes, yeah, people to say, hey, is this your boyfriend? We'd be like, what?
Okay, so it's a joke then, too, for him. But for me, please forgive me. I didn't know. I knew it was a younger male. He says it takes his breath away, so please understand that he does talk about there being a trauma that took his breath away.
Yes, a trauma.
Is he in an accident, Tamara?
No.
You know what? I'm going to ask you if I, please understand that your son is definitely with you, and I feel like he's standing with you. I hear the word accident. If it's not accident, then I'm going to say accidental, but he isn't necessarily giving me as much information about his crossing as I want. I need to validate for him. Is there five kids, or is there a connection to five somewhere?
The number five? No.
Is he one of five, or are you one of five siblings?
No.
Okay, Tamara, I'm going to have to think outside the box here. Hold on one second. Is there somebody crossed over who would have a name that would start with a T also? Like a Tom or a Todd or a Tim, something like that?
Turner.
And who would Turner be?
His name was Turner Michael.
Your son?
The family name. Yes. And his grandfather was also Turner.
Okay. Thank you. So I'm going to say this. I feel like somewhere, if I'm picking up your son and his name is Turner, wow, I'm really, you have to know I'm really proud of his grandfather and him for both getting me the letter T to give validation. Your son loves you so much. This is a very strong connection. Did he cross quickly?
Yes.
Was there some sort of accident or accidental situation revolving around his death?
Gosh.
You can say no.
It's hard to... No.
Is he responsible for his own crossing in some way?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to say this. What I see when I ask him about his death is that he says it was like it took his breath away. And he feels like there was something accidental about that. And I don't know what it is. And then when I hear Turner and I hear the number five, this is probably connected to the grandfather. So is this your father or is dad's dad?
It would be my husband's dad.
Your husband's dad. Is that where the five come in? I'm one of five or five kids somewhere?
There may have been five Turners. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Please forgive me that I don't know, but your son is such a smart kid. Like, this is somebody who has a lot of, just a lot of awareness. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is May a connection? Is it May 5th? Is it 5-5? What is it with the fives?
Gosh, with the fives. No, I'm not sure about.
And that's okay. I'm gonna be wrong about it, but I don't know why. I just have fives everywhere. I'm
I'm not a lottery girl or a casino girl or anything like that. It's not about that, but angel numbers are great. 555, five kids, five connections. Just if you happen to see that somewhere, please know that that's probably a sign from Turner. I feel like he says hi to everybody. I feel like you have to understand that your father-in-law is definitely a connection as well, and with him also. There's some sort of a celebration that he's trying to make me connect to as well. Is there a January connection to him? Like a birthday, a death date, or an anniversary?
He passed January 1st.
Thank you. January 1st.
About a minute left.
Yeah.
Wow. He says it was perfect timing. In his mind, you just have to know there was something about perfect timing. So numbers, 1-1.
Perfect timing. Yeah. He held on until we got there. He was in Colorado and we got out there before he passed.
Fantastic. He says again, perfect timing. So if that means that, you know, you were able to get there before he passed and that's what he means, then I'm going to take that. Because as far as I'm concerned, Tamara, that is perfect timing.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of times when you have something like this happen in your world, it connects you closer to the other side. I do believe that you and Turner have a very in tune connection. I want to validate that for you, that, you know, you do hear him, you do feel like he's around. I do know that you feel very influenced by his energy, and I think that's a beautiful thing. Do you understand?
Yeah. Sometimes I look for signs, but I don't see them much.
That's okay. You're still in tune with what you are receiving, and I need you to know that that's wonderful, and don't stop. I think that with every sign you see, and as much as you can share what you feel, helps others as well. So know that I think that he feels like you're doing really good.
Okay. And then question.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask.
I was wondering.
We're both going to ask a question. I'm going to, Tamara, you go first.
Well, no, you go.
I do not get a sense that your son was sick. Was he sick?
He, not really. He had chest pain one morning and wasn't quite sure what it was. And COVID.
Took his breath. So it's COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. When he said took his breath, when I heard that it took his breath, that actually for me as a medium is a sign. For COVID. So forgive me for going back and interrupting and asking and now going over my time. So please, Tamara, you ask your question now.
Okay. Well, I just hope that he's doing okay. Does he seem okay?
Oh, absolutely. Better than us.
Yeah. I was wondering what the fifth dimension is when you go from the third to the fifth dimension.
What is it specifically you're asking? What changes?
Yeah, what changes? Like,
the easiest answer for me to give you in the short amount of time we have is that when you hit the fifth dimension, you have more doorways to parallel dimensions. You can see things in a different way. All sides.
So you can, like, time travel and stuff?
Pretty much.
Wow. Okay.
But only within yourself. So we're just going to let listeners be like, what was that all about? And you take it and explore it. And thank you so much, Tamara.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Rebecca, we have time for one more real quick one. Are you ready?
I am ready, but I'm not ready, but I'm ready. You know, when he said took his breath, I forgot that that's a code for COVID for me because I don't want to admit it. That just drives me nuts. And I think that because it was the husband's father, Turner, bringing through her son, Turner, that's probably
right.
Why I asked if it was a husband to start with. I'm so critical on myself.
No, it's okay. But she also said that people used to ask sometimes if they were dating. So it was probably a little inside joke, too.
It could be. Kind of weird, but it could be. That's true.
Yeah.
I just love that he gave me the tea to validate. And Turner, I didn't hear that, but how cool. Like, tea is, for me as a medium, I don't know about you, tea's not the first one that comes up usually.
No. You know, it's always a good one with you, my friend. We're all
fun.
In good hands.
One more?
Okay. We have time for a real quick one. So we're going to do Ashley from Connecticut. Hi, Ashley.
Hello, Ashley from Connecticut. Not Ashley from... Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Are you an Ashley that I know?
You saw me last night. However, I did not get a reading.
Okay. Well, I saw you last night. Okay. So I have to think.
So I'm hoping to get one tonight.
Okay.
You're on. You're on.
So you're gonna get a real quick one, my friend.
Okay.
Ashley, I'm gonna say this: how freaking awesome that you listened and you paid attention and you called in and you got in. One of the things that I do feel like I want to bring through for you seems to be on dad's side or connected to dad. Is your dad here?
My dad is.
Okay. Is your mom crossed?
Yes.
Okay. I need you to know that I feel like I have a grandmother on your dad's side that wants to come in and say hi first. Do you have a grandmother on your dad's side crossed?
Yes.
Okay. Is there something about roses?
Not that I know of.
Okay. As I stand with dad's mom, this grandmother, just know I smell roses like fresh rose buds. Now I see your mom. Your mom kind of pushes this mother-in-law aside in a very funny way, but with love, and gives you a giant hug and says how awesome that she gets to say hello. She also talks about sisters. Do you understand something about sisters?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to say your mom is leaving lipstick, but in my mind's eye, she's literally kissing you on the cheek. So it's kind of cute. She's got a smudged lipstick off because she's showing me it so intensely. She feels like you have luck, like four-leaf clover luck. Do you understand this in some way?
Yes.
Okay, if somebody was to say that to me, Ashley, it would make me, like, really happy because I find four-leaf clovers, and I don't know if I find them because of a person in spirit or not. So please know that in some way I'm getting that connection that she really wants to connect to you, that luck, that iris luck, that four-leaf clover luck, whatever that is. Now, I'm not going to say that's one of the hardest signs to find because, for me, I found thousands of them. So I need you to start looking. Okay? And are you okay? I feel like I'm hurting you. Are you okay?
I'm better than okay.
Okay, awesome. do you have a daughter, Ashley?
I don't.
Okay. Do you have children?
About a minute left.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a son. Do you have more than one?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I'm not going to say you're going to have more, but she is talking about a girl. So where does the daughter come in or another granddaughter come in? Do we have, like, a niece?
I have two nieces, yes.
Okay, so I need to call out the nieces. So if you have boys, then we love in these nieces, right?
Yeah, they're like daughters. Okay.
They're like daughters. Awesome. And I think that your mom is really excited about that for you, just so you know.
Okay.
I'm going to just tell you one last thing. Ashley, if she could have hung on longer, she would have, but she couldn't wait anymore.
Okay.
She says, you know, when heaven comes knocking on the door, that's kind of the door you answer, and she just wants you to know that. I love you. She's an I love you, Mom. So many special, awesome things about her. Get all your spring signs. Get your feathers. Get your bumblebees, whatever it is. And good for you for listening to me last night. We're going to shout it out. We're going to shout out. It was Taylor Brook Winery and Brewery in Woodstock, Connecticut that I was at last night, right?
Yes.
And we kicked butt over there. We had a great, amazing night, my first time there. And there were some tough readings I fought through. Let me tell you what, Ashley, but we got there. They were fun. So, and I did tell everybody.
Yeah, they were.
So. Thank you so much for calling in to the Forever Family Foundation Signs of Life. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, Rebecca, we are just about out of time. So I would like to thank you, our guest, Rebecca and the Cicero, for joining us this evening. And Rebecca, if anyone wants more info or they want to see where you're going to be, schedule a reading, is your website the best place or Facebook or both?
Facebook. I mean, my website is just not as updated, but general information is there. All my prices are online. You can contact me through my website. Facebook is where you can interact with, I put my posts up. I don't see everything you may post or comments, but all my events are up. If I do any lives or anything like this, any other podcasts, I always make sure that I post it on Facebook.
All right. So Rebecca Ann LaCicero on Facebook and RebeccaAnnLaCicero.com for your website, right?
You got it.
Cool. All right. Well, everyone make sure to check out Rebecca. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.com. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. Or on Instagram or TikTok. At Joe Peretta is my handle. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.